Hi there, good morning. This is Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18 giving you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Tuesday session. Well, the last two sessions for the Nifty have been fairly rough, more so for the mid-cap index. But if you take a look at what took place in February, it's a tale of two cities. Between Feb 1 and Feb 7, the Nifty itself gained about 240 points post the budget in the run-up to the RBI policy meet. And from then on, Feb 8 and Feb 11th, which is the last two trading sessions, we've lost about 180 points or almost all the gains that we took place or that took place in the first six sessions of February. In the last seven sessions, well, the Nifty is absolutely flat, about 0.5% in the green. It's the mid caps which have underperformed a fair bit, down about 3.5%. And the IT index is where the money is going. There's safe haven buying out there. The IT index higher by about 4% in just the last seven sessions. However, this is a macro trend. Over the last 12 months also, there is stark outperformance of the IT index. The Nifty higher by about 4%. The mid-cap index lower by 16%. So the Nifty has outperformed the mid-cap index by 20%, while the Nifty IT index is higher by 29%. So that is a near 45% outperformance as compared to the mid-cap index. Yesterday's decline wasn't helped by the fact that both the FIIs as well as the DIIs sold in the cash markets. So net sell of close to around 450 odd crores put together by both the FIIs and the DIIs. Axis Bank will be the stock which will be in focus today. Suti will sell 3% stake in the company at a floor price of 689.5 per share. The floor price is at a 3% discount to the previous close. The sale will fetch the government close to 5,300 crores, important as the country goes ahead and meets its divestment target. Axis Bank has been an outperformer, in fact, in the Nifty Bank as well as all the other companies like ITC and L&T, where Suti does hold stake. It'll be important to watch how the stock does post this stake sale overhang goes away, because they posted a good set in the third quarter with good volume guidance as well. Axis Bank important for the market because holds 3% stake on the Nifty and 10% on the Nifty Bank. Just for the next couple of trading sessions, looks like the range is 10,800 to 11,000 on the Nifty, given yesterday was the first day of weekly options expiry, and this is where the maximum of smart money went. Nifty moving averages at the lower levels, we have 20-day, which comes in just below where we are right now at 10,872. 200-day moving average looks like a support, 10,857, and 50-day moving average, which is 10,818. Have a good trading session. In terms of stocks and news today, we have Coal India, Hindalco, Sun Pharma, Bata, Container Corp, and among many other companies which are reporting their results. In terms of results that came yesterday post-markets, Amara Raja Batteries, revenues were higher by 9%, slightly below what the street was working with, but pretty much in line with peers, including the likes of XI, which grew at about 9.5%. The EBITDA was high by 7.4%. The margins at 14.8% were pretty much in line with what the street was working with. Andhra Bank, weakness continues. Sixth consecutive loss of close to 5,000 crores in the last six consecutive quarter, that is. GNPA ratio has also worsened to 16.68, which compares with 16.36. Corporation Bank as well, looks like a good set on the bottom line, 60.5 crores profit versus a loss of 1240 crores. So kitchen sinking in the base quarter helps the numbers look optically great, but even the net NPA and the gross NPA showed improvement. Estate Industries as well, revenues were higher by 33%, EBITDA was higher by 95%, stock should see green. PI Industries, nearly 32% growth on the top line as well as the bottom line. Good performance coming in out there. And stocks, X results, watch out for Spencer Retail. Devendra Chawla, the ex-COO of Walmart India, has been appointed as MD and CEO of Spencer Retail. That's important because, well, Spencer Retail has seen a bit of an underperformance vis-a-vis retail peers ever since it's listed, and trades at a fair discount to the other players as well. Let's see whether the new MD and CEO can turn things around. With that, have a good day.